Acupuncture talks a lot about meridians on the body and their importance in our health, but what exactly are they? Sue Kalczynska is an acupuncturist at Shen Shakti in London.
The word meridian, it suggests a line, but actually a better translation is channel. Traditionally, they're seen as channels of qi or energy that are flowing through and around the body, both on the surface and towards the internal organs, so they affect all of the functions of the body. In modern day thinking, there is the concept of qi, of course, is a difficult one to understand. The word in Chinese has lots of different meanings. It's related to vitality, it's related to what we eat, it's related to our breath. So it's an expression of our total well-being. In modern thinking, there's been a keenness, obviously, to try and understand what these channels are physically, if they exist physically at all. And there is now some research to show that there is a correlation between the meridians and pathways in the fascia, which is the connective, soft aspect of the connective tissue in the body. It's like our support structure, and it connects all the organs with the outside of the body.
And from your experience of working with people, put aside the science and the research and all the rest of it, how real, if you like, are these meridians and what do they appear to tie up to?
Oh, they're very real, because once people have had acupuncture regularly, they usually become quite aware of them and can even, you know, feel the sensation of the energy moving along the meridian that's being affected. The pathways are translated into organ names mostly. However, that's because when Western minds met Chinese medicine, they wanted to try and relate it directly to Western medicine. In China, the pathways are named not for the organs that they travel to as much as the pathways that they follow, because these meridians or channels affect not just the organ that they end up at, but all kinds of structures and systems along the way. For example, the gallbladder meridian does indeed go to the gallbladder, but it also travels all along the side of the leg and the side of the body and up over the head, so it can affect things like migraines, sciatica, and various other non-obvious gallbladder symptoms.
And what sort of things might affect a meridian then?
Well, meridians, you can liken them to like rivers or a flow of electricity to some extent, in that if it's all flowing well, then we're healthy. If, however, the river starts to run dry, it needs tonifying, and there are points along the channels for that. If it gets blocked, the energy becomes stagnant, then again, there are points for releasing that. So it's a bit like keeping the river free flowing through our body.
And what might lead to an actual blockage or a movement or something?
Well, blockages are usually caused by either a physical trauma. For example, if you were to twist your ankle, obviously there's going to be extravasated blood in the form of a bruise and strains and so on. So it could be quite something as simple as that. More serious blockages might be stagnations in, say, the abdomen or the lungs or whatever, so that we'd be looking at serious conditions. As far as weaknesses are concerned, then you're looking at any illness that has a deficiency pattern to it. So that could be anything ranging from depression to ME, to when you're trying to recover from any illness, there's often going to be a deficiency. In terms of other aspects of what the meridians can do, there may be not that there's not enough energy or that the energy is blocked, it's just that it's in the wrong place. So in other words, what we call the yin and yang isn't balanced. So for example, there might be an excess of energy in the head, to put it simply, and a deficiency in the lower part of the body. So this would, for example, give you headaches.
And what about things like scar tissue, for example, if you've had a cut or, I don't know, maybe even had surgery, for example, that's been quite serious and you've healed and everything, but clearly there must be some kind of scar tissue there. Does that change the way in which the meridian moves?
Yes, it does. And this is obviously a link in with this fascia concept. It's very important if you go to see your acupuncturist, or when you go to see your acupuncturist, that you tell them about any scars or injuries that you've had, because those can well interfere with the natural flow of this energy. For example, if, say, you'd injured your ankle maybe years ago and there's a little scar left there, it can be enough to cause major issues still. Or say you have a scar along a pathway that affects migraines or headaches. If you release that scar, which is a very simple treatment to do, very often the headaches will go away.
That's Sue Kalczynska from Shen Shakti in London. For more information, see acupuncture-helps.co.uk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.